This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Embassy in Bangkok urges rescue and repatriation of 16 Nepalese stranded in Cambodia. Urges Nepalese to go for foreign employment only after obtaining labor permit. Various organizations and institutions demand strict action against those responsible for the murder of Inisha Bika of Surkhet. Health Insurance Board directs hospitals not to make insured patients purchase medicines from outside the hospital. Heavy rainfall in Chitwan, Gorkha and Udaipur. Pollution level likely to decrease after rainfall. And Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian outlines three conditions to end the war with the US. Now the news in detail. 16 Nepalese citizens stranded in Cambodia have been rescued and repatriated to Nepal. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok, the individuals had been involved in illegal activities such as online fraud at illegally operated online scamming centers and casinos in Cambodia or were staying there without valid visas. They were rescued and brought back to Nepal today with the support of the Nepali Embassy in Bangkok and the government of Cambodia. The Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok said efforts are ongoing to bring back other Nepalese stranded or facing difficulties in Cambodia due to human trafficking. It urged citizens to seek foreign employment only with a valid labor permit and warned against traveling on tourist visas for jobs promising quick or high earnings in countries like Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand. The National Women's Commission and National Dalit Commission have urged strict punishment for those responsible for the murder of 16-year-old Inisha Bika in Surkhet, justice for the victim and accountability for law enforcement. In a joint statement, they called for security and compensation for the victim's family and demanded that the guilty not be released or shielded by excuses, falsified evidence or age manipulation. Protests were held at Maitighar Mandala in Kathmandu and various Surkhet organizations condemned the incident, demanding an impartial investigation and punishment. Inisha from Gurbhakot, Municipality 6 and living in Birendranagar 1 was found unconscious near Shahid Park of Birendranagar 4 on Sunday morning and later declared dead at Provincial Hospital in Kalagaon. The Surkhet police have arrested 4 suspects. The Health Insurance Board has directed all hospitals not to require insured patients who come for treatment to purchase medicines outside the hospital. Information Officer B.K. Smalla said a circular has been issued to all hospitals instructing them not to ask insured patients to buy medicines and medical supplies from outside pharmacies. Under the health insurance program, a family of up to 5 members can receive health services worth up to 100,000 rupees based on a contribution of 3,500 rupees. For each additional family member, the contribution increases by 700 rupees and the service benefit increases by 20,000 rupees per member. A heavy rainfall has been recorded in Chitwan, Gorkha and Udaipur districts today according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The department stated that Udaipur witnessed the highest rainfall with 82.2 millimeters in the past 3 hours. Likewise, Gorkha recorded 80 millimeters of rainfall while Chitwan recorded 60 millimeters. Rainfall happened more than 50 millimeters in a period of 24 hours is categorized as heavy rainfall. Likewise, rainfall occurred in the districts of Lamjung, Makwanpur, Sindhubalchok, Songkhwa Sabha, Ilam, Solukhumbu, Mustang, Bardia and Kaski. Department's Information Officer Dinkar Kayastha said the level of pollution in the atmosphere is likely to reduce following the rainfall today. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Karnal held a meeting with the private sector representatives today to discuss contemporary economic issues. During the meeting at the Ministry of Finance, the Finance Minister acknowledged the cooperation and feedback received from the private sector during his tenure. Minister Karnal said that one of the primary challenges of his term was to restore the business environment that had been disrupted during the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement and to rebuild the morale of the private sector. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Bishwanath Paudel said the central bank is studying the provision related to blacklisting in financial transactions. Speaking at a program today, Governor Paudel said many people who take loans from banks and financial institutions or bounce checks end up on the blacklist. Nepal has reaffirmed its strong support for the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, and stressed the need to ensure the safety and security of UN peacekeepers serving under challenging conditions. Nepal also stated that peacekeepers must never be targeted and strongly condemned attacks against UN personnel, wishing the injured a speedy recovery. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14 15 14 15 14 15
बजारमा नयाँ के थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14 15 14 15 14 15 14 15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The identities of two people who died in a jeep motorcycle collision in Kanchanpur today have been confirmed. Police said 40-year-old Ram Luhar and 42-year-old Dunsing Dhami of Bhimdutta Municipality 1 died when their motorcycle collided with the jeep on the Mahendranagar Daiji section of the East-West Highway. Police are conducting further investigation into the incident. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has outlined 3 conditions to end the war with the USA. According to Al Jazeera, the Iranian president outlined recognition of Tehran's legitimate rights, payment of reparations and firm international guarantees against future aggression. This comes as Tehran has continued retaliatory attacks and signaled potential conditions for ending the conflict. Cyber attacks, Strait of Hormuz incidents and rising oil prices are widening the war's global impact. US and Israeli strikes on Iran continue while Tehran's attacks disrupt energy markets and push oil prices higher. Meanwhile, Iran's representative to the United Nations, Amir Said Iravani, said at least 1,348 civilians have been killed as the war entered its 13th day on Thursday. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have written to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth demanding answers about the strike on a primary school in Iran that Iranian officials say killed 168 people, including about 110 children. The BBC cited U.S. media as reporting that U.S. military investigators believe American forces likely unintentionally struck the school at the start of the U.S.-Israeli operation but have not reached a final conclusion. The Pentagon said it will respond directly to the letter from lawmakers. Hegseth reiterated that the U.S. did not deliberately target civilians and is investigating the issue. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Embassy in Bangkok urges rescue and repatriation of 16 Nepalese stranded in Cambodia. Urges Nepalese to go for foreign employment only after obtaining labor permit. Various organizations and institutions demand strict action against those responsible for the murder of Inisha Vicker of Surkhet. Health Insurance Board directs hospitals not to make insured patients purchase medicines from outside the hospital. Heavy rainfall in Chitwan, Gorkha and Udaipur. Pollution level likely to decrease after rainfall. And Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian outlines three conditions to end the war with the US. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.